This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. If you signed up to vote permanently by mail, you may be expecting to get a ballot soon, but one might not be coming. Controversial changes to election rules this year mean clerks can't send ballots to inactive voters, people who haven't voted since 2009. So today, we'll talk about how to make sure you get a ballot and the growing number of ways to cast it. Our guest is Larimer County Clerk Scott Doyle. He's a Republican and the former head of the Colorado County Clerks Association. Now, some clerks are sending notices to inactive mail-in voters, warning them they need to check in to get a ballot. But if you're unsure of your status, Doyle suggests taking matters into your own hands.
It's really easy to do and is as simple as picking up the phone and calling your county clerk's office. And that county clerk's office, wherever you reside throughout the state, would make it very easy for you to become activated again.
Is that also something I can do online?
That's something you can do online. Many of us on the Front Range in the larger counties have our website set up so that you can go in and look yourself up and see whether or not you're active or inactive. And as well, Ryan, I mean, if you don't do that until Election Day, even if you're an inactive voter, if you show up to vote on Election Day, you can activate yourself right at the polls and still vote.
I understand this information is also centralized at the Secretary of State's website.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll put a link to that at cpr.org as well. Let me ask you more generally, how popular is mail-in voting in Larimer County these days?
Boy, I'll tell you what, Ryan. Larimer County has really turned into a mail voting county. We're at about 73% registered as permanent mail-in voters at this moment, and I'm expecting somewhere between 75 and 80% of our vote cast in the upcoming election to be through the mail.
Wow. How does that compare to, I don't know, just 5 years ago or something?
That's quite an increase, and I think what we can attribute that to was a bill that was ran several years ago that allowed voters to become permanent mail voters, where they just didn't have to think about doing that every year. And therefore, more folks have migrated to voting through the mail. It's become very popular.
Campaigns like voting through mail, don't they? In other words, if they can lock in your vote certainly earlier than Election Day and have you send that in, there's less chance that an event closer to the traditional election day will change your mind.
Well, you know, that's a double-edged sword, I think, in that, yeah, campaigns knock on doors and ask people to become mail voters, which is really a good thing. But on the other hand, it makes the campaign season longer and more expensive, so campaigns don't necessarily like that so much. But the minute they know that a vote has been cast through the mail, they can take that voter off of their list. They don't have to spend any more money bothering them in the evening on the phone or stuffing their mailbox with mailers. So, yeah, there's some money to be saved, and they can move on to other populations, you bet.
Let's talk about something that you actually pioneered in 2003, the idea of vote centers. These are places where anyone registered in Larimer County, your particular county, can go vote, so they don't need to figure out their exact precinct. This year, 16 counties are using that system in Colorado instead of precincts. What effect have vote centers had on turnout?
Well, there's no question in my mind that the vote center model has increased turnout. And there's been a study done by, several years ago, a study was done by Bob Stein, Professor Bob Stein out of Rice University. And he runs the political science department down there at Rice. But in any case, he identified in his studies that it increases voter turnout by anywhere from 2.5% to 7%. And instantly for us here in Larimer County, upon going to the vote center model, we saw an increase in our voter turnout immediately.
I am looking at a map now of counties that have vote centers and those that don't. There are still some pretty populous counties in Colorado that are based on the precinct model. Denver, among them, Boulder, El Paso, Pueblo counties have not gone the way of vote centers yet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you expect more counties to adopt them over the years, do you think?
You know, I don't know, Ryan. I have to be honest with you. If they haven't by now, maybe they're headed there, maybe they're not. I don't know what their thinking is that way. And it seems as though Colorado is going the way of the mail ballot. So vote centers with the smaller number of voters that need to cast ballots on Election Day might be a good idea to go to vote centers. It makes it more convenient and easy for our voters as well.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. And voting these days is not as straightforward as it used to be. There's now early voting and mail-in voting. And the question this year about whether you're an active or inactive voter. And we're talking about all of this with the clerk in Larimer County, who's also the former head of the Colorado County Clerks Association. That's Scott Doyle. Do all the changes we've talked about so far, Scott, mean that elections are cheaper to run these days or more expensive?
That's kind of a loaded question, Ryan. The fact of the matter is elections, and I don't know if I should say especially in Colorado, but in Colorado are very expensive to conduct. Over the years, there's been a lot of interest in improving elections. There's been some problems along the way. And so consequently, the State House continues to change election law. And I've been at this for 12 years now, and I haven't seen one change that reduces the cost of our elections. This upcoming election is no exception to that rule.
Now, under Colorado law, and I suppose this speaks to some of the expense, counties have to operate early voting locations for the 2 weeks before Election Day. And they have to do so roughly according to normal business hours. So this year, that starts October 22nd. Some counties interpret this as needing to be open that Saturday the 27th, not just Monday through Friday. In general, how popular is early voting?
In general, early voting is not as popular as it once was. I'm not expecting a great deal of my turnout to happen through early voting, and probably not until the second week of early voting, those that will use it, as a matter of fact.
You took office not long after the contested presidential election, Bush versus Gore. Is that when a lot of these changes started?
Well, I have to tell you, Ryan, I came to the clerk's office as the deputy just a couple of months before the November general in 2000. And so for me, it has been nothing but change, nothing but change in elections.
Now, Scott, just because people are voting by mail and voting in some cases earlier, that doesn't mean that returns will come in faster election night.
No, it doesn't mean that at all. We'll be able to post the number of votes that we've been able to count up to the point of the polls closing. But voters who are voting later or dropping off their ballots later in the process slow down us being able to post the results of the election and will take us longer into the night and maybe even to the next day.
Larimer County is one of the swing counties that's getting a lot of attention from the presidential campaigns right now. And I wonder in what ways you're feeling that pressure, if at all, in your office.
Well, you know, we are kind of in the crosshairs with regard to this election. I know Colorado being a swing state, they've identified three counties in Colorado, in Arapahoe, Jeffco, and Larimer. And we're feeling it here from the big campaigns. We've talked to all of those people. There's a lot of interest in how we're going to conduct the election. Lots of questions for us to answer along the way.
Do you imagine that representatives of both sides will be with you monitoring all of this on election night? Do you plan to have company?
Yeah, I think we can count on that. We're setting extra seats and making room for all of the folks from both campaigns and from any campaign as far as that goes who wants to observe.
Scott, thank you so much for talking to us.
Well, thanks for having me, Ryan. Have a good day.
Scott Doyle is the clerk and recorder in Larimer County and a past president of the Colorado County Clerks Association. This is part of CPR's election coverage, Colorado Votes, and all the stories and interviews we've aired so far are in one spot at cpr.org.